Clemson's a big game for us to play well. In other words, I know we were favored going into the game, but I wanted to play well. You know, that was important. I thought we had good energy. I thought the guys started did a good job getting us started, both halves, and our bench was still very positive. You know, they really did some good things, and we gave Jordan some help in terms of rebounding in the second half, which is important. He kind of dominated the first half for us, but the second half more guys got involved in the glass. I think James Padgett finished up with 9 rebounds, and he had 3 at halftime, I think. So that was good to see. You know, a good field goal percentage. I thought we were unselfish throughout the whole night. Sometimes that doesn't happen when you get a lead like that, and it was good to see that. And we approached this game very well after the Temple game, and we put a lot of distractions, a lot of speculation. We were tough enough not to deal with that, and came out and played well, so it was good to see.
Speaking of, you know, that sort of stuff, how important was it to you to see Adrian and Cliff play this way, and how much do you think they can take from a game like this?
I really believe in them. They've been loyal four-year players. That means a lot to me. I don't know if it means a lot to everyone else, but it means a lot to me. And you know, I'll kind of go to the wall for guys like that that have stuck with the program and played behind some good players, and now it's their turn. And you know, they struggled a little bit in a couple games, but that doesn't mean they can't be outstanding players for us this year. And you know, with the ACC starting on Sunday, it was very important that they play well because they have the most experience on the team. And sometimes it's different when you get into conference play in terms of how everything is. And they've been through it before, so it was important that they did play well tonight. And I thought they both did a good job.
Hey, Gary, can you talk a little bit about practice the last 2 days? Did you really see things you wanted to see and turn things around a little bit?
Well, we just... We tried to stay pretty basic in practice and work on the things we needed that we took from the Temple game. That game was it was painful in that we came back and put ourselves in a position to win and didn't win. That hurts as much as any way you can lose a game. And so we had to regroup pretty quick and stay positive about what we're trying to do this year because Temple's a good team. In other words, you know, they've been picked pretty high. So we have to learn how to win those games. And I think that was the message in practice. If we get better, we should be able to do that. We should be able to win those games. But we have to get better. And tonight was a step. And we'll find out more on Sunday.
Coach, after the first 9 or 10 games, how impressed are you with the way Stodman has a real court sense and moves without the ball?
Well, I was impressed when we recruited him. I thought he could do that, he hasn't been disappointing. You know, he still makes some mistakes. I mean, it's not like and he knows it, but he's tough enough to fight you, you know, a little bit. And I kind of like that. In other words, he really believes in himself, and you can't shake him. So he doesn't like criticism, but you know, at the same time, he listens and. I think he's got a chance to be an outstanding player, along with a couple other of our freshmen. I thought Michael Parker got a chance to play a little bit, you know, and he's got some skills, you know, and he's starting to learn the offense now. He's starting to get comfortable, and he's a very good passer for a guy 6'6", in addition to being able to score.
Do you see the offense kind of going where you want it to with 24 assists on 35 buckets? I mean, that's got to say kind of what you want to see as far as the offense, right?
Yeah, when we've been good offensively over the years, that's pretty much a trademark of the way we try to play. And we were good tonight finding each other. I think that was the biggest thing. Sometimes you come off a game like Temple, and, you know, it's not a negative thing in terms of players, but everybody tries to, you know, do it themselves instead of just relying on what we do as a team and just try to do that a little better. And I thought we relied on ourselves as a team tonight rather than any individual trying to, you know, take us past the point we were against Temple.
Coach, you mentioned some of the speculation, but did at any point you realistically consider anything as
I considered everything. I mean, I had watching a lot of video and things like that, and a lot of times it's a gut feeling. You know, you just, you're doing it for a while, and you get a feel for your team, and you hope you make the right decision because you don't want to hurt anyone. You know, you don't want to make an unfair choice. And so I think it worked out well tonight, and it was good because both Terrell and Pishon, you know, were an important part of the victory. And that's the way it has to be for us this year if we're going to be good. It's not a five-man thing. And, you know, I worry about the nine that play more than the five. But a lot of people make a big deal out of who starts. So.
Gary, you know, obviously once the team got up, I'm sorry, by 25 it seemed well in hand, the outcome. Yet your team really kept pushing and pushing. I assume there was some pride or satisfaction on your part.
Yeah,
they didn't relax.
No, that's the key thing. You have a chance to play against different people. You get a lot more out of that than you do practice when you're going against guys that know your offense and things like that. So that helped us tonight, and we got a chance to play a little zone at the end. You know, we played about 6 minutes of zone. We were able to play just drop back defense with about, I don't know when we took the press off, but it was like 13, 14 minutes, I guess. And, you know, all those things we're going to have to be able to do. And so it was a good chance to work on that.
Anything else?
Go ahead.
How telling a gauge do you think the performance was tonight against UNC Greensboro compared to BC?
We were working on things all this week. We played Greensboro tonight, but now that we're past Greensboro, and I learned you don't look past teams, you know, you prepare for the team, and that's what we did tonight. But at the same time, we'll find out where we are against Boston College. In other words, on Sunday, because, you know, it's a conference game, first one, and they're playing well. You know, they're doing a good job.
Thank you.
Thanks, folks.
Hi.
Hey, yeah. Hot dogs. There'll be more.
Well,
this is a state school, folks.